The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Sometimes when you call in for work, you have a legitimate reason. Sometimes you lie. Today, we're listing the best ways to get out of working because one of our great listeners, family members, confessed that she uses this crazy excuse. When you listen to it, ladies, you're going to be like, don't be telling.
Don't tell the secrets. Now we know. Crazy, so next time I'm going to call you out on it.
Crazy, but a classic move.
It is classic. And Anthony, you said if you were a woman, you'd use that every day.
Hell yeah.
So listen to the podcast now. When you meet someone and you instantly have a connection, you're like, this person could be my friend. You can sometimes share too much. Good morning. It's Wednesday. What's good, everyone? We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now, I'm not going to put this person on blast, but recently I took a trip to cover a movie and I met the most fabulous, wonderful people. I made forever friends at this event, okay? One woman had a glass or five of wine and started to tell me everything about her life. And don't get me wrong, I'm here for it. I'm going to take it in.
This always happens to you. For some reason, Dana is like a magnet for drama.
But go ahead, Dana.
I don't know if it's drama, Automatic. It wasn't drama.
Well, it's not even that. It's like a magnet for people that just want to just tell you everything about their entire life.
And so we're there and we're trying to meet people, but I can't even get up from my table because she's wine and tears and divulging everything. And it was a lot.
Dude,
man.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you got to vent where you got to vent, bro. You haven't even been there? I've been there.
I took it in, Anthony. I took it
Thank you, Dana, for being
and
a good person.
Because
as a person who's like, I've shared too much with somebody before after a bad day and it showed up to work, I'd be like, can you believe she did that to me? Huh? Oh.
What time I was when I was flying back?
You're waiting for your Chick-fil-A? Sorry.
When I was flying back from Spain, I forgot about this completely. This woman was sitting next to me, and my girlfriend had cheated on me, and I told her the whole story.
Oh, my God, and she was stuck in the plane. Yeah. She couldn't even move.
No, so listen to what she did, because I had to go to the hospital before I left and everything. She took me to the first class to the business area that they have. What is it called?
They took the Sky
the lounge,
Bar.
Sky Lounge.
Yeah.
And she bought me drinks and got me, food.
Oh, dang,
and
was
she was like, I'm going to take care of you because you are obviously in a bad place right now.
So apparently, we all share too much.
Apparently.
Take it in. When somebody needs to vent, just let them, let them get it off their chest.
Go.
Or call the radio station. We're here for that. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this one off with National Kiss a Wookiee Day for my Star Wars people.
Oh my gosh, our daughter Ava Matic has a Wookiee mask. The Chewbacca, she just runs around the house.
We also have National Go Fly a Kite Day. Today's the day to do it.
I love flying kites. That's something we need to do. I have not done this since I was a kid.
We used to make ours out of newspaper.
I used to do mine out of the trash bag. You just find two sticks, tie a little bit
they
of rope.
They fly high.
I was never that crafty. We'll wrap it up on National Smile Power Day.
Woo. Yes, the power of a smile. And I understand depression and sadness is real. And sometimes they'll tell you just take a pill. And there are people who need that. I get it. But more often than not, you could go take a walk outside, get some sun on your face. There's nothing better than that. Look in the mirror and smile.
What if you have God-given RBF?
Oh.
Because I have that.
Automatic, when you smile, you scary. You scarier than Wednesday from the Addams Family. So sometimes don't smile.
Yeah, when Automatic smiles, he shares too much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, shoot me that direct message voicemail with your confession. You could call us up as well. It is time for one confession. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. When we got this message, all of us died laughing.
I have a little confession, but I just did it. Sometimes I tell my boss that my period hurts too bad to work so I could leave early.
Wow.
And sometimes I'm not even on my period when I do it.
That's a good one. Ladies, don't overuse that, though.
Oh, women have been using that one since the beginning of time.
Well, men use...
Well, it's because men can't question it. Men can't be like, prove it to me.
Yeah. Well, listen, women do like a lot of things, right? Like they give birth and they carry a child around for 9 months.
Thank you. We deserve one.
I think you should be able to do this. You should be able to. If I had it, I would. Oh, bro. If I had a period, I would blame it for everything.
What's your...
Anthony's like...
I would be on my period all the time.
I put the wrong break in. I'm on my period.
I think I'm on my period right now.
Mom, I got bad grades in school because...
I'm on my period.
Period.
What's your go-to, though, Aunt?
Excuse?
Yeah.
I got to bail a family member out of jail.
Okay. Oh, that's a good
easy.
One.
Easy.
That's
no one's going to question that one.
No, anything family, no one's ever going to question. My mom, blank, blank. Yo, somebody, a death in the family. Family excuses are always great to get out of something. A good excuse for me, I'm having car trouble. Oh. I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know how to, what is this alternator starter problem? Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a, that's a good solid go-to for women, too.
And nobody's ever going to be at work and say, I'll come help you. That never happens.
That's tough don't now. That's good. But make sure you don't work at home when you're trying to use the car as an excuse.
Oh, you can't do that, no, for sure.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Oh, here's a good one. My Wi-Fi's out.
Oh,
hey,
solid.
Right, for all the remote working. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you guys some go-tos that will never fail. Right. Okay. Diarrhea. Never fails. Nobody wants to question it. Nobody wants to talk about it. They're not going to ask you about it again.
Automatic uses that every day.
But I have a new one, though.
What?
My newest one is I have COVID.
Oh, I know. And nobody questions it.
Nobody questions it. Nobody wants to go by you. They don't even care. They're just like, stay away from
you. If you think you have it, don't come to work.
You're a scummy person if you use the vid.
I've never used the vid.
You lie on the vid.
I've never lied on the vid. But I know there are people out there that are lying on the vid right now.
I knew a girl who lied about the vid to get out of hanging out with friends.
No. Automatic, do you have any more?
That's it for me.
No, 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 no. There's one that every single person who has children has used. Oh. Your kids.
Oh.
My kid's sick. I got to pick up my kids from school. My kids are stuck. My God. Every single person who has a child has used that at least one time.
That got to be the only benefit of being a parent.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited about this because I know people who are listening right now are looking for the best job you can find. One of the highest rated companies in America. I'm talking top 10 is hiring, and you can work from home. Stand by. I'll tell you who they are, and I'll even share the article with you at Dana Cortez on Instagram. In case you missed it, three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you said something about gas. Please help us.
Gas is ridiculous right now, but I got good news for you. If you write off your car for work, starting next month, the IRS is going to let you increase your mileage rate from 58 cents to 62 cents a mile.
Woo!
It translates to about a dollar a gallon.
Man, those little 3 cents here and there, they turn into dollars. Trust me, I'm happy about this. Truck drivers who are listening right now, anybody who delivers, about just
all the rideshare people too?
Yes.
Yeah, that's sick, dude.
It's a great thing. And I mean, the government did do this to offset the high gas prices right now. So they are trying to do something.
We are going to have a special show next week on how people are saving during this time, because you see the stock market like falling down. That means that, you know, the economy is correcting itself. But the one thing that is surprising to all these, you know, advisors and money specialists, financial experts, is that spending is still up. So I have people who are sending me, I went to my Instagram and I asked, what are you doing to save money? People are sharing the most incredible ways that they're saving in their own families. So we'll have that show next week. So we can help people that are listening. Like, you know, they feel overwhelmed. Mm. So stand by for that show. I'm excited about
it. I'm saving
it.
By not having children. That's how I'm saving
Anthony,
money.
That's a
good idea.
That's a good idea. They're expensive.
And also, I want to send a shout out to my Lyft driver, Jared. All right. Shout out to you for getting me home safely on Friday. But take your foot off the gas, bud. All right. Life's not a video game. He's going too fast, dude. Now that I'm safely out of his car, I feel comfortable telling him that. All right. Do optimists live longer? Of course they do.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, new research proves that, yes, being more optimistic can lead to a longer lifespan and actually increases your chance of living past 90.
Oh, my gosh. I love that, because I imagine when you're pessimistic, your arteries get all hard. Yeah. And like everything. Like, that's not a good idea.
Keep that glass half full.
Automatic. I hope I make it to 70.
You are absolutely the biggest pessimist I've ever met in my entire life. All right, so in case you missed it, gas is high. People are looking for the best paying jobs. Southwest Airlines wants you to work for them. They are closing its reservation centers to go fully remote. So anyone who is listening, who is looking for a job, Southwest Airlines was ranked as one of the top 10 companies in the country to work for. Benefits. People are just happy. I love flying Southwest when we have to travel. I know that, you know,
I have a good friend that's actually doing this right now, and she's working remotely from home, and she loves it. She's like, I don't ever want to go back in.
I want to share this article with you if you really are searching for a career versus a job. Because this is a career.
You get to fly everywhere for free.
And then you get to take people with you, too. And, like, chicks love guys who can fly for free.
And I have to tell you, you know, since we do fly often because of work, I didn't used to fly a lot, but now we have to travel. Southwest has the best employees in the game. Didn't you used to date one of them, Anthony, a Southwest Airlines employee?
No, you ruined that for him.
Yeah, you did. You ruined
sorry,
that for
I
me.
Forgot.
Yeah, no, I was knocking down a Frontier woman before.
Did you get free flights or at least a snack mix pack?
A broken
something?
Heart, bud. You have a date of flight attendant? Don't do that, brother. Works in traveling nurses.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Missouri woman was awarded $5.2 million in a settlement from Geico Insurance for contracting an STD in her man's car.
What the fuck?
So Jackson County resident, who remains unnamed, says she contracted a sexually transmitted disease from her boyfriend. They were having sexy time relations in his ride, and he gave her a little present.
Damn, dude.
And since he was fully insured with Geico, those 15 minutes made her $5.2 million. What? $5.2 million.
Does it say what kind of STD she got?
No, dude.
It doesn't even tell me the woman's name.
Why would you want to know the details?
Because I
want
to know
STD.
What kind of STD is worth $5.2 million.
I just want to know if, like, going forward, if you contract an STD in anybody's car, are you eligible to some money?
Obviously. Are you sleeping with somebody in their car? That's the bigger question.
I'm a fan of car sex, dude. Also a fan of liability insurance.
He had full coverage.
That's what we messed up, Leia. All right. From a insurance company who's in hot water to a chocolate company who's in, let's say, hot chocolate. Maybe.
What happened?
All right. In Pennsylvania, two workers were rescued at the M&M factory after falling into a tank of chocolate.
Oh, my God. That would happen in my dreams.
What in the Willy Wonka is going on? But this is, they almost died, y'all. So this was a serious
thing. Oh, my gosh. Like the giant tanks where they melt the
they
chocolate?
They had to come in and save them out of there. I don't know how they got in there. Details have not been released too much, but I'm here.
Were they candy coated? All right, I'm gonna switch up gears here. I'm gonna tell you about a little story that went down at a wedding. Okay. As a DJ, of course, I've DJed a few weddings here and there.
Right, automatic. Okay.
So a friend of mine, I got this actually off Instagram, was DJing a wedding, and there was a guy that kept asking him, "Hey, play Future. Hey, play Future."
That's a great request right there.
Well, it wasn't his wedding.
Oh.
And the bride didn't want to hear Future.
Okay.
So the guy who kept requesting Future ends up punching the DJ in the nose, breaking his nose, and then breaking his computer for not playing Future.
All because he loved Future that much? Favorite Future song, y'all, Anthony A.
F up some commas.
DJ Automatic.
Move that dough.
I like the softer side of Future. Wait for you.
Early in the morning, late at night. It don't even matter what time it is.
Damn it, that could have been their wedding song. Come on, ladies.
You should have waited to punch that guy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think most people by now know that Cardi B's Latina, right? Her first language is Spanish. Well, she has embraced a Mexican-American trend that has people raising their eyebrows. I'll tell you more about this. And, of course, I got other stories, too. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Ice Cube celebrating his birthday. Neil Patrick Harris, Courtney Cox, and Northwest celebrating a 9th birthday today.
All right, let's talk about Kanye West. He is back on social media, and he's complaining. He believes that Adidas, his partner, when it comes to shoe sales, has stolen the Yeezy Slide look. They got a slide. It looks kind of similar, and it's half
it looks
the price
a lot like
of
it.
The Yeezy. Bruh. Well, Kanye's looks a lot like a prison chungla, and nobody in the feds.
If I remember the origins of the Kanye slide, really just looked like Crocs. So they all kind of go back to like this Croc style of like slide that everyone's wearing now. So.
Can you patent a chunkla? Like, can you do that? That's the question. Bro. All right, now we're going to move on. Talk about Jennifer Lopez. Her new Netflix special called Halftime is out. And in the special, she says when she stepped on the scene in Hollywood that she was receiving so much criticism about her body that she almost quit. It started to give her a complex. Now curves are normal. In fact, women are paying for BBLs and hip implants and all this stuff.
Some of y'all are doing way too much. I see some that just don't even look real.
Damn. Kim Kardashian's for a long time. That's why there's been so much conversation about Kim's body now, because she's not pumping all that stuff into her booty and it looks normal. Is normal back?
Not really, because it looks whack. It don't even look fun. If you think about J-Lo now, she does not, like, it's not like, comparable to, like, a Nicki Minaj booty or anything like
well,
that.
Well, they've all had implants. J-Lo was the first one with a natural booty, and now people wanted to make it times 10. Mm. Shout out to the natural bodies out there. We love you. You look beautiful either way. And speaking of women who have admitted they've had butt injections, Cardi B. Yo, she said she did it, and now she's embracing the Mexican-American haircut trend called the Edgar.
Edgar.
There's a video of her that's been going around. She's got this Edgar haircut, which is like a fringe bang bowl haircut. That's the only way I can describe it. Some say it's indigenous.
The Mexican style version of a Karen haircut.
Edgar.
But hers is pink. Check the video out at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Do you think she looks good?
No, not even a little bit. Yeah, the difference between an Edgar haircut and a Karen haircut is a Karen says, hey, I want to talk to your manager. The Edgar haircut says, hey, fool, let me talk to your manager.
Edgar.
Go check the video.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. And if you recognize this sound, you are about to be very excited. Yes, of course, I have food news. And that right there, big news for anyone who loves that show from Netflix. All right, it is Wednesday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
I'm sure you've guessed by now because Automatic keeps asking me, what's happening? Squid Game is back for season 2. It's official. Official like a whistle. The director promises the original characters that were left, whoever got left, Squid Game is the most watched show in Netflix history, proving that if it's good, it's good. There is no such thing as a language barrier.
Yeah, this year they're going to have Amber Heard trying to pay back Johnny Depp, too. She's going to be number 457.
I heard she's with the old guy now.
Oh, she probably is. All right, now in food news, Coca-Cola and Jack Daniels in a can. Does that sound good?
I saw that, yeah.
It's here. 5% alcohol. You'll have a full sugar version and a zero sugar option. They're rolling the signature black can out in Mexico first and then in various parts of the states as test markets soon after. Is this a good thing? I mean, I do know a lot of people that drink Jack and Coke.
But like Crown Royal has been doing it. Like, they have these little variety packs too where things are kind of like pre-mixed and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
And I feel like the hangover is worse with these ones though, yo.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just feel like we're one step away from Coke being back in Coke.
This is not.
Okay, I want a party with Automatic now.
Yeah, I'm like, what kind of Squid Game take was that?
Coca-Cola was in Coca-Cola.
But what does that have to do with Coke and
Jack? Because now they're putting liquor in Coca-Cola. Liquor is a drug.
Nobody's ever put Jack Daniels in Coke ever before.
Like, nobody's ever put cocaine in their nose.
Anthony A., National Day.
Power of Smile Day. To make you smile, how about that, dude?
Or grind your teeth.
That made me not smile.
Have a Coke and a smile.
All right, we got a National Kiss a Wookiee Day. It'll definitely make you kiss a Wookiee.
That'll make you smile.
You kiss a Wookiee right after that one, bad boy. All right, and we'll wrap it up on National Go Fly a Kite Day.
Yes.
Shout out to Mary Poppins.
A lot of
what?
I love Mary Poppins when I was little.
DJ Automatic went from Booger Sugar to Mary Poppins. That pretty much sums up the show.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we had a woman confess that she lies about one thing to get out of work. We're going to replay that confession for you and tell you some of our best excuses to get out of work. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And every Wednesday, we do one confession Wednesday. And if you want to get your confession in, please feel free to call, reach out, or you can do a DM voice memo, right?
Yeah.
Automatic. And that's where it's hidden, at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. And this is the confession that came in through our DMs.
Sometimes I tell my boss that my period hurts too bad to work so I could leave early. And sometimes I'm not even on my period when I do it.
Oh, man, dude.
Only women can get away with that one.
Very few times do I ever wish I was a woman. And being able to lie about having a period is one of the times I wish I was a woman.
Period.
Well, so since Dana's out of the room, now we can really talk about this. What are your best excuses you use for your girl?
For my girl?
To get out of anything you want to do. Because now that Dana's gone, we could actually, like, this is where I really wanted to go with it. But I'm like, I'm not giving her my good excuses.
Oh, my God. I mean, I took that way deep because I just got out of a relationship. So I was like, do you mean like I'm not ready for kids?
Because she didn't think you were.
That was the big excuse I used. But when your wife invites you to an event you don't want to be at, DJ Automatic, what's one thing you use to get out of that?
Migraine. Oh. I don't even get migraines. Or my allergies are so bad it's giving me a migraine.
The allergy one, dude. Blame it on the ragweed, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good one. I once had a friend who lied about COVID to get out of something, which is on our list, DJ Automatic.
Yeah, it's on our list, but I'm just telling you, COVID will come back for revenge if you use it.
You're a real scumbag, dude, if you're lying about the vid to get out of anything, all right? But some of the people out there have done it. DJ Automatic, what else do we have on your list, dog, of things to lie about to get out of work?
Car trouble.
Oh, easy money.
This is another one. I don't got gas. Yeah, I mean, that's a real excuse right now.
Sometimes if you need to go the extra mile, too, I like to kind of, put my fingers across my tires to get my fans a little dirty. When I'm on, it helps me get into the theater mode when I'm calling in.
You're like, or if you do FaceTime, you could be like, he's got black stuff on his face.
When it comes to calling into work, I'm more of a method actor. Yeah. I'm kind of a Christian Bell type.
Okay. Oh, how about this one? I got to pick up my kid from school.
Oh.
Or I don't have anyone to pick up my kid from school. That's a good one. I can't be there because my kid's sick.
Oh.
That is Dana's favorite excuse. If Dana ever tells you my kid's sick, she just doesn't want to be there.
My favorite excuse that I use is a personal Anthony A. one is I got to bail a family member out of jail. Very rare that your boss...
Nobody's questioning that. But they're going to question employing you after that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
15 minutes from Geico Insurance could make you $5 million. What in the world? So we found out what the STD was she contracted. This woman is now HIV positive. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got pills for that now.
I know, but still, it's not... I don't want HIV for $5 million.
Nobody wants HIV. Gosh. But people are living for their entire life now
Chlamydia?
With HIV. But
this maybe that's penicillin treatable.
This makes me wonder, though, if going forward, though, like that's probably going to be a question that your insurance providers have to ask. Regardless of the insurance now, you got to tell them.
Inside your car, everything is covered if you have the best coverage.
Well, he wasn't covered.
No. He should have worn a rubber.
Yeah, he should have been covered.
Poor woman. All right, turn it up. Here's more of our podcast.